For many homeowners, it's tough to give up a nice green yard, especially in Colorado. The state is in its fifth year of drought. Water officials have tried to get people to replace thirsty lawns with plants that can live in a dry climate. Some people have a different idea: artificial grass. From Denver, NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Watering restrictions have become a way of life in Colorado, but it can be difficult to navigate the confusing array of rules. In Denver, if your house has an even-numbered address, you can water your lawn on Sunday and Thursday, odd-numbered addresses on Wednesday and Saturday. Business, government agencies, homeowner associations, and apartments Tuesday and Friday. There's no watering Mondays or between the hours of 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. New trees and shrubs can be watered once per day, but only with a handheld hose. Fountains and waterfalls that spray into the air are completely forbidden. And that's just Denver. The suburbs have their own rules. Jackie Fawcett doesn't have to worry about such restrictions. She owns a private preschool, and the playground out back is covered with fake grass, or artificial turf, as the industry prefers to call it. If you're conjuring up an image of that shocking green fake grass that graced many patios in the not-so-distant past, this looks different.
Well, it's a very natural green color. It's not any kind of an artificial kind of fakey color that would draw your eye to it and make you think that it's artificial.
Fawcett is right. You have to get down close to figure out that it's not real. She loves her fake lawn, but it didn't come cheap. Fawcett paid about $44,000 to cover 10,000 square feet.
You know, I really think that over the course of the years, that the money that we're going to save on not watering it, not having to mow it, all the maintenance issues, not having to resod every 1 to 2 years, it's really going to pay itself off.
Companies that sell artificial grass in Colorado are trying to convince other drought-weary lawn buffs to switch. But there's a problem. Some local cities don't allow fake grass. Aurora, just east of Denver, is one of them. Lately, though, the city has been taking a second look.
I did not ever anticipate in my life that I would be the artificial turf guru for the city of Aurora.
Landscape architect Don Fecko has learned more about fake grass in the last year than you'd care to sit and listen to. He was skeptical at first, but found that drainage isn't a problem. The grass has a net-like backing that allows water to soak through to gravel and soil underneath so it doesn't get mildewy. And cleaning up dog waste isn't too much of a problem. A shovel and sometimes a hose are required. Fecko says artificial turf can get pretty warm when the sun beats down on it, but the only real concern is how perfect it looks. Maybe just a little too perfect to neighbors who say it looks out of place next to their patchy brown yards.
And it's like that all year. I think that's one of the negatives we run into, is that in November and December, it's the brilliant green that you normally see in June and July that kind of sets it off from the rest of the neighborhood.
Aurora is expected to consider a new ordinance in coming weeks allowing fake lawns, but the real test will be consumer acceptance. Maggie Scher is playing with her kids in a local park where the grass is in pretty sad shape. Scher says she prefers real grass, but considering the drought and how uninviting the grass here looks, she'd be open to fake turf in the park, provided it's high quality.
Does it look real? Does it feel real? You know, if you do the old barefoot test and you take your shoes off and you walk through it, what's it going to feel like?
How it feels underfoot is pretty much like carpeting, only bouncier, and you don't have to worry about bee stings. Insects don't hang out much in fake grass. The downside of that is that birds tend to avoid it too, since there aren't any bugs to eat. So far, fake lawns in the Denver area are few and far between, but as the drought worsens and watering restrictions are tightened, the companies selling artificial turf expect their business to grow. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.